At Mount Carmel, we care for every part of you, from simple checkups to complex surgeries and everything in between. With a team of primary and specialty care physicians, specialized nurses, and expert staff who not only help you get better, but help you stay well. Here, care is compassionate, personal, trusted. We provide care without limits so you can live that way too. Mount Carmel, more care for all of you.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
The key thing about the whole performance, and particularly Gibson Park's performance, was that he reasserted himself as a running threat, which he hadn't done in the first two games. He only carried the ball three times in Paris. He had no carries in his half an hour in the pitch against Italy, and he had 13 on Saturday. And several of them were clean breaks.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
This is Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Colm, how are you?
How are you doing?
And Arthur, good morning to you.
Sorry.
Three more shows left. Counting down the days. If everybody wants to like get in the comments and give us Arthur's highlights.
Yeah, best bits. I was thinking that, yeah. Two more mornings.
You'll miss the mornings.
I'll miss the mornings.
You're a morning person, Arthur.
I'm not. Found that out by myself. Thought I was. Not. Not this early in the morning.
Not this early. Yeah, a nice solid 8:30 is a good time to be getting up.
Not even that late, but it's rough going. Like, I know I'm not preaching to converted here, like, but it's not. I don't know. It's a rough old slog. Like,
what time did you get up at?
4:45.
Yeah.
How early do you get up? Tell us in the comments this morning.
4:45.
Bodo Glimt of the story overnight. Italian football's state of chassis. This is a kind of a weird ebb and flow in Italian football, isn't it? Because there's seasons where it's like, oh, they're brilliant again, they're back, and then there's seasons where everything fails.
Yeah,
it's hard to. If you're a conspiracy theorist, you'd have lots of conspiracies. But
go on.
None of which you would be allowed to bring to air.
All right, sorry.
What?
We've Daniele Fisichella on regularly enough. It's a strange one because this season's very competitive in Serie A, although Inter are now miles ahead.
Yeah, they're gone.
It was exciting for a while. Maybe the Champions League places are good. Obviously, we have vested interest in Serie A more than usual from the Irish perspective this season. But Inter, like, out-footballed by this side, Bodo Glimt, who hadn't won a Champions League game until January this season.
Do you remember we thought it was outrageous that Spurs only drew? Like, Spurs beat them. Spurs struggled to beat them.
Yeah. I think the thing with them, though, they were playing handily enough in games and just by them getting results.
Yeah, we were patronising them. Like,
yeah, then they beat Atletico and Man City and all that. But anyway, it was the way that they beat Inter. This was not a backs against the wall job. Like, that second goal that Bodo Glimt scored last night at the San Siro, if people haven't seen it, check it out. It is total football.
It's like your man doesn't really break stride. He breaks stride a little bit. On the replay, you can see he did, but the finish.
There's like a pass into centre mid. And the centre mid pass out to the right is so crisply hit. It's a very simple pass on camera, but it's just the way he does it. His teammate doesn't have to break stride. And then the crossing, the touch and the finish. And it's on our TV side as well, the camera angle, so it'd be aesthetically perfect. And well warranted.
And this obviously wasn't on the plastic pitch.
Because it was like, you know, with all the way up north, plastic pitch, maybe the conditions, you know, maybe Inter weren't up for it.
Forgive me if I'm wrong here now. Is that the last game of Champions League
in San Siro?
Well, Milan aren't there. Yeah.
Is it gone as of this season, or is there more of a lifeline left? I know it's going, but geez, it'd be a fairly ignominious way to go.
Mm.
It still looked amazing at the opening ceremony of the Olympics. What's wrong with it?
Not sure. I don't know.
I guess it's probably like dilapidated, is it, at this stage?
It's not even that old, I think. Didn't they do it up for Italia 90? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was in the thing in Huddersfield, that was built 30 years ago, someone was telling me.
Oh, it was supposed to be hosting the 2027 Champions League final, but that was stripped.
It's a shame, but I you see a team a few times, you see them once or twice, you're like, oh geez, they play great football, but I suppose there's probably no real longevity in it.
Mm.
They'll get found out or whatever. It's like, this team's not getting found out.
Yeah, pretty confident about themselves.
They're really good.
End of the season.
Even their first goal.
Wow.
One-on-one keeper said he should have passed it anyway, and it ended up going to the teammate. He should have passed it to the score, and he was gutted with himself for not passing the ball. This is a team ethos.
Yeah.
Think about that Milan side. Do you remember that Milan side in the 2000s? Well, all those players stayed at that club for ages and ages, right, for years and years. I imagined, now it was successful, so it was easy, but I imagined the facilities were very good around the San Siro. I imagined it was just, it was a very good club. It was like, there's a lot to stay for.
And their training,
I know, it feels old fashioned. Yeah.
Milanello.
Yeah.
It's like, it's stuff a legend.
Yeah. When was
Silvio put a lot of money in on and off the pitch?
I was there about 10 years ago. And it is, like, it's lethal when you're up high.
Mm.
Like, the steps aren't much wider than, I know no one can see what's the point in saying that, but for the people, the steps are only a few inches wide, like, when you're up high coming down. You're walking, your foot has to be turned to the side, you're coming down kind of that way, leaning back. So it is lethal, so I don't know if they're going to change that a bit, but it didn't feel like a place, even like going to Goodison last year, it's like that felt like, I can see whether, like, the wooden floor shaking here is, it's like, I'm not loving this.
I saw Paul Ince play for Inter Milan.
Touché. Yeah.
Is that Roy Hodgson in charge?
I actually don't know. Could have been. Was it?
Why did you see him? When was this?
Milan for the weekend. There was a game on.
Foggy. Or the smoke of all those things. You can just imagine it. Just hanging there over the pitch.
That perma smoke of the 90s.
Yeah. Well, who were they playing?
Bologna.
That's a good question. I mean, now that you've said it, I actually can't remember.
Because you could get tickets for, you know, an Inter-Bologna game.
You get tickets for any of the Inter games because they were not very good. And also, Italian football attendances aren't...
But who else would have been? Like, Ronaldo would have been there, wouldn't he?
No, don't think so.
This was Gazzetta Football Italia.
Well, he might have been, but he was injured, if he was.
There would have been... The Italian league was really strong then.
Peak Italian league was early 90s, Maradona, Careca, the three Dutch lads, the three Germans at Inter. Like, this is...
Oh, they had. I think it was more consistent than that. They had Christian Vieri and Ronaldo on the pitch last night, San Siro. They were just two of the many strikers that Inter had.
Yeah.
I'm determined to find this match. So he was there from 95 to 97.
Was there two seasons?
Yeah, what year were you thinking?
If it wasn't 95, 96, it would have been 96, 97.
96, 97, okay.
A one-all draw.
All right, that'll help. Yeah. That's a very glamorous thing to do.
Back in the 90s, it was huge.
The cheap flights had just started, you know. We got flights to Paris for $9.99 first time I went to Paris.
Yeah.
Now, you don't go to Paris, you go to...
Would that have been ringing a bookmaker or a travel agent even?
I don't know. We collected coupons in the paper. I was not involved in the actual booking of the tickets. But Newcastle beat Carabag 3-2 last night. Important because Alex Murphy played.
Galway man, left back.
Matthew was telling me there that he was named too late for his parents to be able to get over. So the only person of note who was in the crowd for him is Barber.
I saw that headline, but I didn't think, I didn't read into it. That's great. Just to keep this up, assuming you weren't at a Milan derby.
No, it was not at a Milan derby.
Well, then the two games that it could possibly be if it did finish 1-1 and was in the San Siro.
Look at the journalism. Look at it. Look at it unfold in front of your eyes.
Udinese or Lazio?
Oh, Udinese.
That sounds right. So it would have been about end of January 97.
Yeah.
All right, leave it with me.
Who scored?
I'm going to try and find out. I need to figure it out. You keep talking there. I just love going low on the matches people go to.
Udinese are black and white.
Yeah. It's like every time Keith brings up a game he's played in or something, like, you just got to know who's there, who else was on the pitch. But bear with me here now. Keep talking.
So I was floating the idea of Alex Murphy in the Ireland squad. We're not festooned with left backs who are playing. Now, obviously, last night's game was something of a dead rubber.
Mm.
They got the job done in the first leg with their six away goals. But I don't know. I mean, we're not blessed.
It was Roy Hodgson's Inter.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't very good to watch.
No, it's a bit of a... there's a lot of names here I'm not familiar with, to be honest with you. Pagliuca was in goals, all right, and Zanetti was right back. Ince was there. Paganin, Galante, Angloma, Sforza, Frazee, Branca, Gans.
Maurizio Gantz.
Gantz, was it?
Yeah.
Even Zamorano was on the bench. Nicola Berti.
Oh, yeah, I would have recognised those, all right.
He didn't come on, though.
This was January 97.
Yeah.
So Ronaldo arrived that summer. So he had 1 year at Barcelona, which is Bobby Robson's Barcelona, 96, 97. So he's just missed him. And then, and then Rekoba.
That would have been a good team to watch.
Then Vieri. Who was that? Zamorano. Remember him?
He's on the bench.
He's on the bench.
On the bench. He was 77.
The lads who started Udinese team wasn't up to too much either, to be honest with you.
The which?
The Udinese team. I do not recognise anyone. Anyone.
Was Di Natale up front though?
No.
For his time.
Anyway, I finished 1-1. Yuri Jurk, I have got a penalty.
Ah.
You can watch the match back.
No, thanks.
All right. It's there. You can watch it back.
All right. On YouTube.
Yeah.
The whole thing?
No.
Oh, just highlights.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Trip to the San Siro worth it before it, you've got not much long.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg's back.
For the first half, anyway.
I'm very confused about his
earning capacity.
Yeah, I really don't know who he's appealing to. I get the novelty of him turning up there last night, but like even throughout the whole Winter Olympics, he seemed to be some sort of mascot for the team. He'd be turning up at all the events where I suppose they'd be about to medal or something like that. I think it was with NBC or CBS, whoever, one of the stations, but
He was signed up as part of the coverage for one of them, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The Olympics too, the main Euro Olympics.
Yeah. That's when that deal started, I think.
He's just the brand, isn't he? Like, because he being like Just Eat ads,
yeah.
And who's the controversial chef in America? Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
He sells vapes with her, doesn't he?
All right.
The guy just sells.
Yeah. One of those ones where I'm confused. I'm not even sure what he's popular for with people, if you know what I mean. Like, obviously,
it's him, isn't it? It's his vibe.
Like,
well, he did a great music. Like, he did, you know, for when you were watching Inter Udinese there, he was creating some great stuff. You know,
he was also ahead of the curve when the legalization of marijuana and its explosion a cultural phenomenon in the States.
Occasional,
he was ready for that.
An occasional actor. He's in training day.
Yeah, he is. He is.
You know? Turns into a fine performance. Yeah, I think he's just, he's national treasure territory, isn't he?
The internet tells me he's worth about 160 million.
Is he? See, I don't know how much of the music he's involved in is his own. I think he was more of a collaborator with Dr. Dre and the lads.
You throw a guy.
You know, you put in like the next episode, he'd have his own little bit. Nothing but a G thing, he'd be there. I don't know if it's, I don't know if he gets money from that. Of course, he would have toured a lot too. I think when Snoop Dogg comes out on stage, everybody kind of generally speaking, like, this is great.
Yeah.
And he obviously gets a lot of money for that. The attraction is the brand and personality and popularity. He was on Graham Norton, actually. And I tell you, the power of the brand, he was nearest to Graham. That's the seat where all the agents tried to get their people on. The box seat. Yeah.
Is there an Irish equivalent, a cultural Irish equivalent?
A Snoop.
Yeah.
Well, Bono would like to be. I don't think he is. Bono's too polarizing. Although, now people do hate Bono, don't they? I never got the hate personally.
Is there no hate?
Not the sweetest thing in the song is an apology to his wife for missing her birthday.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's a great tune. That video's fantastic. Because there's a who's who of Irish personalities at the time in that video.
Like,
I personally don't see the problem with Bono. But who's the Irish equivalent of Snoop Dogg? 0879-180-180. Who is that exact?
Well, because it has to be someone who's not necessarily the most talented, all due respect to the man.
I don't know if Snoop Dogg is talented, but go on.
He's not untalented.
I
think it's a part of his brand is that I don't put much effort out there. I'm just me, but there has to be talent within what he's doing.
Of course, like, and he's a great kind of career behind him, like legendary career in many regards. But I'm just saying, he's not like. What would you say? Like,
he's not Roy Keane level of talent.
He seems like a very good communicator and a general good time.
Great salesman.
Merchant.
I mean, Roy Keane is the answer to all of these questions, isn't it?
But no, I don't think so.
It's Keane without like the
Roy Keane would be Dr. Dre, wouldn't he?
Like, I just don't understand.
Out and out legend.
I just don't understand why there's this clamour all the time to have him around.
He must there's polling data out there that says.
Yeah, no, the marketing. I'd say the marketing meetings with Snoop Dogg's name is like all the data suggests you have to bring this guy around.
Yeah.
But why now?
Would you acknowledge? Nostalgia. So you'd acknowledge that truth, but you're wondering why. Now, here's the question. Are you ever sick? Yeah, not exactly. Across generations. Are you ever sick of seeing Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I am. Like, when I saw that stuff last night, I was like, oh, for Christ's sake, like, what?
Well, that's because you don't think he cares about Swansea, truly.
He definitely doesn't care about Swansea. Don't even tell me I don't think it. He does not care about Swansea.
And the fans were duped by him, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying they're duped, but it's just one of those, you know what annoys me about it? It's not even anything to do with him. As you're saying with the marketing aspect of it, it's just real lazy. It's really lazy. It's like, well, who will we get? Ah, Snoop, guess Snoop. Who do you want? Snoop. Ah, yeah, go on, guess Snoop. Anyway, like,
but
that's
he put like tangible coin into the club, so that, probably, like, of course, yeah, take you on. Yeah. And it's up to him. But I had the idea of Luka Modric and Snoop Dogg collaborating on this and saying, you come in here. But he goes to events, you know, and he's broadened his horizons, because he could have stayed in 90s rap. That could have been his thing, you know. He could have been a legend from that time. Very diversified. I don't know if, when's the last time he's made music, so to speak? We could easily look at his discography.
I think there's still some stuff.
I'd say, to your point, just like pops up and things.
Yeah, because he did a thing with Pharrell, I'm sure, in the 2000s.
Yeah. I did, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of songs that he associated with are some of the best of that era. So at the very least, he chooses very well.
Maybe that's it.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio, he chooses his.
Maybe that's it.
Well.
Maybe he's just very adept, astute marketing.
Who's the Irish equivalent?
I don't think we have one. I'm not sure. Someone said Dustin.
Dustin's purer, isn't he?
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later. Sound familiar, Dale? Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, probably, God. Yeah. Dustin isn't a bad shout, actually. We'll have...
Will I do the...
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Davy Seconds not having it. Oh, this sounds mortifying. The obligatory Roy Keane reference. Jesus wept. Oh, Davy.
That was you.
Oh, poor Davy.
It's our,
we love you, Davey. We do. We hope you're okay. Are you okay? Are you? Would you like a little cuddle? Do you need a little cuddle, Davey? We'll come around to your house and we'll bring breakfast to you. We'll give you a hug and we'll tell you. It's not mortifying. It's okay. It's all right.
I can't say the full thing, and I'm not going to do the accent. It was at the Spurs United game when it finished 2-2.
Told me the story. This is great.
There was a guy, I think probably London. He had a strong accent anyway, a strong kind of Cockney accent. I'm not going to try it.
Go on.
No, I can't.
Go on, you're getting the last today.
No. If I was even 80% sure I'd get it right, I'd do it right. But he just had it after. So that was late goal, De Ligt, 2-2. And I just remember him, I heard him. He was shouting a lot behind the game. And like there was a great point where he was like, at one point, he was like, I'm at you, see. It's like, but I meant it affectionately. He was saying it affectionately. This is all going on behind you. It's like, in a good way. I don't know why. He was like, But anyway, at the end of the game, 2-2 filing out, and he's just like, I would have been effing mortified to lose that Oz lot. it was just the way he said it to no one in particular. It's great he was mortified.
It was funniest for him because he could never see him.
Yeah.
Because then
you look around.
Imagine what he's like.
It's a little guy.
Yeah, I love that.
I do love the fans of matches who go alone and talk themselves, but involve everybody in their little circumference.
It's one of the funniest places when it's not all the kind of horribleness, but like it can be one of the funniest places.
Court in controversy. Thibaut slams ex-boss Jose amid racism row. So Benfica are standing by their man as it stands at the moment. Gianluca Prestiani, obviously, who was banned for the second leg of the game following the allegations around racist abuse. Their defence was, no, it wasn't racist, it was homophobic. And so therefore, you know, it doesn't reach the... that's the new acceptable way of speaking, apparently, in the world at the moment. So we'll see what happens with that. But it is interesting that lots of Jose's former players are like, no. The new Bruno, Manchester United eyeing up Gibbs White if they can afford it. So Nottingham Forest, it's where the transfer stuff is starting already, isn't it? Like, what are we, 25th of... I mean, obviously, I realise it never ends, but
yeah.
Is it just a quiet day? Is that what happened? Picture of Andy Farrell and Colleen watching their son play in the Junior Cup, school's Junior Cup yesterday. Munster men and women are going to share the stage. Munster GAA are going to have a lot of double headers over the course of April and May.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
It's great, isn't it?
No, it'll be interesting because you like. Yeah, I wonder what they'll do. I wonder, will it be across the board every game, or will it be just maybe the games that are slightly less likely to sell out on their own? Because it doesn't make sense. Otherwise, I suppose kind of law of diminishing returns. If you're looking at it purely financially, like you don't need anyone else to for like Cork, Tip, Cork, Limerick, whoever Cork are at home to. Limerick, aren't they? So like you don't need anything else.
No, but it's marketing for those games.
Yeah, well if that's what they're content to do.
Ollie's been a Wally. Big Sam having a go at Glasner. Look, if you were to sack him, I realise the whole shtick of the ads I'm doing at the moment are that I'm unavailable, but that is just acting.
Yeah.
If Ollie Glasner speaks himself into the sack and you need someone just to pilot the club, which looks like it's definitely going to be to safety at this point because they've won two of their last three games, and I'm not saying I'm available, but I will happily pile on the previous manager so you look great.
Does anyone call him Ollie? Do you reckon?
Ollie.
Ollie Glasner. No, I don't think anyone's calling him Ollie.
Well, you would think he looks like an Oliver.
He's very much an Oliver, yeah.
Oliver.
No, I'd say I'd say the club staff would call him Ollie. And he would think it's affectionate to him. And when he leaves, he'll remember those people.
Emma Raducanu is all over all the English newspapers because she signed a £2.6 million deal with Uniqlo. That's how you pronounce it, is it?
I think so.
Yeah, instead of Nike. She is going to be the poster woman for a new range of clothing. She says she's no longer looking for a coach. She's finished with coaches.
Yeah, may as well knock it on the head.
I'm in.
It's only money she's paying out.
Yeah.
Only losing.
What's the point of that?
Go it alone.
They haven't done anything for me.
No, that's it.
They
can't be coached.
She was Nike.
Yeah.
They did the exact same thing with Federer.
Well, are Nike getting out of it? Are they?
You know, there are fewer and fewer, I think.
Is that not Federer's brand?
Federer's own brand.
No.
Oh, you're thinking of Andy Murray.
That's Federer. Uniqlo. No, Uniqlo goes back.
Sorry, but did Federer not set up his own brand?
No, but he has his RF signature. Mm. I'm sure he does have a brand, by the way. My memory of this. Nike did not renew with Federer.
Yeah.
And then Uniqlo came in. No, I don't know if that's the same.
Roger Federer collection, Uniqlo.
I don't know if that's the same situation with Raducanu.
He did some kind of specific deal with them that was...
I remember being shocked when Nike wouldn't renew with him.
But they must just be winding those things down somewhat.
I'm trying to think of who's the biggest Nike tennis player left? Well, Alcaraz and Sinner. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It's just limited. It is. I'd say they were reluctant to lose Raducanu all the same.
So the deal he signed with Uniqlo was 10-year, 300 million, and it didn't matter if he was playing or not.
It's unbelievable. That is just the dream deal.
She's getting two million.
That's a Snoop Dogg deal. You don't have to do anything. We'll give you the money.
Yeah, just wait.
It was an investment in the On Running brand. Sorry. Okay, so he doesn't actually own any of Uniqlo. He just got the cash.
Yeah, but he had his RF signature. Yeah. Which I think is the Cole Palmer trademark celebration, York.
I feel sorry for Mart. That's what you want to hear when you pick up the newspapers. Cillian Petrov has pity on his old manager. It's, you know.
Why do they shorten all these names? Just purely, like again, no one's calling him Mart. It's just for size.
Paddings. Yeah.
Okay. Like, why? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Howard, ref had to send off Dom. What Dom? What Howard?
Yeah, I presume it's Sobsley.
It is.
Yeah, but
Dom Sobsley.
Dom, I can kind of get Dom, bored. That's a tough old name to kind of fit in.
I think the emphasis is different to what we thought with that name. I think it's Sobsley.
Okay.
Bits.
I've been starting to say it. It's slightly more enjoyable to say it that way.
It's a Bitsley.
Yeah. I mean, you get away with it.
Sobsley. some bits, some balls.
Nike have pulled back endorsement deals with athletes across all sports, says Carr.
Yeah, because I think Tiger Woods not with them either anymore. Like,
who's Tiger with?
He started up his own thing, didn't he?
No, he's who we're thinking of.
Yeah, he has his own.
Nike's big three at that time in the 2000s was Tiger, Roger.
Thierry.
Oh, Thierry.
From the ad.
That's it. But Nike stayed with Tiger during the wild times, the late 2000s. They were good to him. I typed into Meta AI, who's the Irish equivalent of Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah?
But then it just gave me Irish rappers when coming.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's not good.
Tell him like the cultural equivalent of it. Someone said Johnny Logan.
He just would need to be a bit more present, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see much of Johnny Logan, to be honest.
Did a McDonald's ad, did he?
That's good for you.
And he's got that involvement with Bose. But he would just need to have constantly done it.
Yeah. You know, when I was at Dancing with the Stars, Niamh Kavanagh was one of the contestants. That's a great song, In Your Eyes.
Yeah, it is.
I never really appreciated it till a couple of weeks ago.
Now that you're older.
And I spoke on it briefly, listened to it after. I was like, that's an unbelievable tune.
Oh, look, this is
that's like, when we were running away with Eurovision.
You dropped a name there, sorry.
We had three or four Eurovisions in a row, did we?
Spoke with her briefly.
How many Eurovisions in a row did we win?
Two or three, yeah.
There was an Irish woman singing somebody else's entry as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Any other names you want to drop there? Was that good? You didn't really give us your full debrief on the Dancing with the Stars, did you?
I didn't ask.
You did.
That was good.
You'd go back, like?
Yes.
How far down the power rankings do you reckon you are for being a contestant on it?
Oh, I think me for getting invited. I was like, whoa, that's
I'd be high up for getting invited.
How far did they have to go?
You know, it's funny you say that. We were talking about that while we were there.
Yeah.
I was like, what a mate. Because, I mean, the thing is, right, Off the Ball is known.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one around the place. Like, we would, occasionally we'd be at things and people come up. It's very nice. People are much nicer in person, by the way. That's one thing. They come up. It's very nice.
That's you he's talking about in the comments, by the way.
But
Marty Morrissey for our Snoop.
Yeah, Marty Morrissey's probably. Now, Marty Morrissey is very active.
You're like Alan McLaughlin after the 1-1 draw in Northern Ireland. On the plane on the way home, Jack Charlton goes, well, you finally justified your existence this whole time.
I think
Shifty, that's your greatest.
I think Shifty is the Snoop Dogg of the commenters. Because everyone's happy to see Shifty. He's a legend of the game.
Yeah.
You don't hear much from like Shifty or Bobby Dwyer, you know?
Bobby had a comment yesterday after the, on Monday after the Derby, he deleted it almost straight away.
But he was on honeymoon there.
Yeah. Sorry, you're placing the list.
Yeah, so then we were discussing, I was like, so right, it is known, it's kind of off, but it's kind of known, right? But there's obviously large swathes of the country you wouldn't know. But it wouldn't take much explaining.
No, very little explaining,
that's
crucially.
Thing. It would be like, you're this, one guy, quick Google. This guy works in sport.
Yeah.
That's all you really need. Like, people are like, all right, fair enough.
Google.
I've never heard of him. Grant.
Yeah.
That's your answer.
My God, he can dance. But like, but that's my point.
Can you dance?
I love
would
that.
You do it?
Yeah. Well, I see it's very, like freestyle dancing, really. It's very choreographed, you know, because it is literally choreographed.
Yeah.
I always wonder with the professional dancers with them, right? You're in the hands of the professional dancers, so they have to be obviously really good. So when the judges judge them afterwards on their dance, I do wonder, are they ever actually silently judging the professionals? Because you can't give the professionals feedback. But you're on the whim of the professionals. It's like doing a skydive.
Yeah.
You're hoping they pull the chute, like, because you can't do that.
Yeah.
So the choreograph part of it, I don't know.
So you would do it?
Well, a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of commitment, you know, a lot of training as well. That's the other thing. It's fitness required. I have to get my fitness up.
Yeah, well, would that not be the type of thing you would walk towards as opposed to list off as reasons you can't do it?
No, the fitness is the big thing, yeah.
But I mean, that's like, inspirational.
Is the fitness rest of the year, like,
it's going to be your last chance to get fit.
If anything, the fitness for the rest of the year, later on this year, is going to go down again. You know, you got to give me. I met someone recently, right? Who had, two kids very close together, right? And he said to me, you have to write off the first 2 years of your life. You're going to be dissatisfied with most things in your life just make sure that you raise them well. And 2 years into it, get back to what you want to do. And I was thinking, I might have to do that. So hopefully Dancing with the Stars is still around.
I will. It will be fine.
In 3 to 4 years. Hopefully.
Because I do, they'll obviously have a long list and they'll work through it.
Well, like, you know, the judge in question who invited Brian Redmond, the man who invited me, you know, and he was saying about how, you know, the people they try to attract, like, and you are talking about the A-listers of Irish society, for sure. And I guess it's a very difficult thing to do, you know, to attract people. But like, Niamh Kavanagh, like, Niamh Kavanagh's an icon, isn't she? Would you say so?
I would say that we're not very good at maintaining
people like that
in Irish life.
That's a really good
point. There's like instead of Snoop Dogging this up and being like, oh, you know, come and be part of this thing and you have lots to offer, just that it wasn't just a 15 minutes, because it's clear that you have talent and that you can carry the crowd and carry the audience. I think that we could have a more rich cultural life if we were to. I think that the celebrification of the Late Late Show, for example, was a disaster for that type of stuff, where you used to just have people who were good contributors who would come on and do stuff. One of them would sing and then they'd come over and they'd chat for 2 hours and smoke and drink and everybody would have the crack, as opposed to, oh, you're a C-list from Emmerdale Farm. You're a, no, well, how was that plastic
you
surgery
have a show
disaster?
On RTE.
he's right. I don't know why. I watched the Commitments cast do their interview at the time with Adam Parker. And the whole cast doing the interview with Gay Byrne. And now that this isn't the direct point that you're making. But anyway, the conversation back then was so unbelievably more natural than it became at the end, or the more recent times of the Late Late Show. This is like proper pub conversations. I mean that in the best way. And then I went down another rabbit hole, which is Van Morrison jamming with the trad musician. And they just had it on. They were just showing it
on the Late Late.
Yeah, it was a bit like Jules Hollandy, and they were just playing this.
What were we talking about?
They go back to Gay Byrne, and Gay Byrne would just throw to someone else complete. But it was just the way it was seamlessly done. It's very seamless.
Might have been the Hard Shoulder last Friday. You know, Van does these lunchtime shows in the Europa Hotel. You heard about these?
No. Where's the Europa Hotel?
In Belfast. So, how much do you think lunch at the Europa to watch Van is?
Sterling.
Oh, it could be anything.
Yeah, it really could be. Like, we can make mugs of ourselves here.
You can tell me it's
okay. Obviously, because I've asked you, 380 starting at 380.
I'm say five.
It's a
starting. What's
because you can pay 480. I guess the better seats at the front.
Oh. So you eat while he plays.
Yeah, and so sometimes apparently it's great, and then other times
he's miserable bollocks.
You know?
he's proper miserable for a guy who wrote such beautiful music.
The reason I was looking it up was because I was watching. King of Comedy, and one of his tunes plays out at the end of it. And I'm like, all right, that's like Scorsese has the world's music at his fingertips in 1982, I think that is. It's like, yeah, I'm going to play out with Van Morrison here because that's the zeitgeist.
When did Christy O'Connor Jr. win the Ryder Cup for Ireland or for Europe? Right?
There's early 90s. That's
was it early 90s or late 80s? I think it was 80s.
No, it wasn't. I think it was 80s.
Why do you think, do you have any theories as to why things pivoted that way? Because I would say, like, BBC Four have a great habit of throwing on all Parkinson's as well, and it'd be a similar looseness to it. So I don't think it's uniquely in a Late Late Show thing or even talk show thing. But why do you think that happened?
PR agents managing reputations. Television executives becoming frightened. Backlash against public service broadcasters from Rupert Murdoch, Robert Maxwell, privately owned media. I would say a concatenation of events.
It's 1989.
At the Belfry.
Belfry. And I mention it because it's in Reading in the Years. Have I Told You Lady by Van Morrison starts playing as he sinks the putt. It's spine tingling. It's so good. Yeah, it's unbelievable. On Parkinson, right? Yeah, one of the best interviews I've ever seen, ever, is his with Noel Gallagher. She starts talking about
the father being abusive.
Yeah, and it's like, he gets him and he has all this information about him, and he's like, you used to wait for your father to come home every night, and he was like, yeah. And you'd be sitting there, you'd be worried about, yeah. And you developed a stammer, and he was like, yeah, how do you know all that? And the way he talks to them, we've never seen him open up like this before. I'd watch his interviews endlessly, Parkinson, the way he used to talk to people.
There was an amazing one on not that long ago where it was Goldie Hawn. And some fella who, like, he seems to be like a professional explorer, but this guy was like from the real British old school, privately educated, but like charming in that kind of way where you're like, I can't not be interested in this guy.
One of the finds.
Could have been something like that. He might have
Ranulph,
like,
was the explorer.
Yeah, he might have been something to do with the scouting movement as well. It was that kind of thing anyway. But he was on to do stuff with like disadvantaged, anyway, kids and stuff. But it was phenomenal television. Like, this thing was like 30 years old, 30 odd years old. But it was just all these things thrown in together. And it just worked. And I think, I don't know what it was. It, like, his seriousness kind of made her feel less that she had to just perform. And she was talking about divorce and working as a mother and all this type of thing. And then she gave a levity to, or brevity to what he was doing. And it was like...
Because the way they had it was... Goldie would have done her interview and then this guy would have come out and Goldie would have stayed.
Something like that, yeah.
Because in the same one, Dustin Hoffman comes out to know, Dustin Hoffman's thing about that is, I would love to play James Bond because he's been played wrong this entire time. Yeah. He's like, James Bond is an assassin who hates women and he should be played like that. And then Noel goes, sounds like my brother.
Hey.
And they thought it was the funniest thing ever. The funniest thing.
A good combination, Dustin Hoffman and was there some?
Don't dwell on it.
Just want to do this, sorry, very briefly. So Bobby Skinscat, we talked about him yesterday. Eddie Jones was like,
oh yeah.
Oh, Pollock, he likes Skinscat, isn't he?
He worked with South Africa in 07, didn't he?
Skinscat?
No, Jones. Wasn't he part of that
team? Yeah,
he came in for like the last tail end, so he's obviously pretty familiar with him.
Pollock to me is like, if you go back,
yeah,
Bobby Skinscat, good looking, always got a suntan and he can play. I mean, he doesn't really have a suntan.
Always got a suntan's a great.
He's one of those blokes who's 20 minutes, he finds himself in the right position, but he's not a grind player. So in fairness, good man Daniel Schofield, he rang up Bobby Skinscat. Bobby Skinscat like, great, yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, good man Eddie Jones, bringing me back into the conversation. I was a young player, try to do things differently. If you're doing stuff that makes people write about you, then you're an asset in the game, and that's what he is. I think he's taken my slight expansion of the role, torn up the hymn sheet and written a whole new song, which is a much better song. He plays all the instruments in the band. Good man Bobby Skinscat. We get him back.
We had a man, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we have his number.
it's a great you know when you hear something that it's such a perfectly constructed critique. Always has a suntan. Says so much. No more than like Sunshine Boy.
Sunshine Boy was what I was thinking.
You get exact. You know exactly what that means without any sort of further clarification.
John Giles' labelling of a player who would only come out and play when they were 4-0 up. He would say the term Sunshine Boy with such disdain. It really carried a lot of weight.
Who are Sunshine Boys?
Description.
Yeah. But it's a.
Can I send you down towards Dick Cavett as my little present to you as well? Some of his interview. There's an interview with Marlon Brando, and he's bricking it, introducing him. Because at the time, he just won the Oscar.
And not shut up.
And the whole interview, your man's trying to get him to talk about his performance, and he has no interest in talking about acting at all. So he starts interviewing Dick Cavett instead.
Which is actually, you know, because a lot of actors who do talk about their performance are like. Thanks, lads.
Well, I don't think he particularly liked acting that much, but he was as good at it, which must have infuriated the rest of the acting community. You know?
He was very good at it. I watched Guys and Dolls over Christmas. Like, he could actually do anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Except Richard Harris said he can never do comedy.
Great point. Not a funny man.
But a serial prankster on set.
I never watched the one with, they filmed it in Ireland, didn't they? Matthew Broderick.
Is that where his Irish connection comes from? They're filming because they have a place in Donegal, don't they? Him and SJP. Yeah. But that itself is, Jesus, you can't, I'm not talking about anything.
Stop talking about everyone.
Paul Carrington, just to go back to the sports, Tiger captaining US would make a Dare Ryder Cup even bigger. Tiger's on the fence about this. He's busy fixing golf. Got a big job at the PGA, and obviously, you know, he's not in the best physical shape that he's ever been because of all the surgeries. But really, it has to happen, doesn't it? Tiger at a Dare. Back to a Dare.
Yeah, it does for us, but it doesn't for Tiger. That's the problem, isn't it?
Because you always lose away from home. You may as well. He wants to.
Yeah, a lot, like
coronation.
Well,
home.
Himself and JP are good buddies. Like, maybe that's the. That'd be the tantalising thing that gets them over, but I just don't think it's that important. Like Ryder Cups and Tiger Woods, like there's a documentary in that. He's never really had him.
It's one of those ones where it almost shrinks it. You know the way you talk when you hear like McIlroy talking about it in the summer, and you're like it you believe him when he's kind of talking about how much it meant to him.
Oh yeah,
where the Ryder Cup seems smaller than Tiger Woods. I don't know.
Too big for it.
He's too big for it. I just think so. I just don't think it's meant for figures like that.
Player. So this is now.
Yeah.
And also the humiliation of Tiger on an Irish course would be amazing, wouldn't it?
And I think people adore him now, don't they?
I know, but not when he's the Ryder Cup captain.
They got mad. Yeah, but once upon a time, I think he was kind of a bit of a villain. He was too good. But there's a humanity to him now because of all his problems.
And he won. Mostly
2019 Masters was it was outrageous, really. Yeah. He went back and won that.
Yeah.
Jedward.
Yeah.
No.
Not quite as talented as
Snoop.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't reach the heady heights. But, you know, I saw somebody saying Richie Kavanagh as well.
I feel like we're missing the point now. I'm not seeing Richie Kavanagh. Is Richie Kavanagh still going?
Yeah.
It would be an enormous. It would turn the thing into. It'll already be. It's very hard because it's already so big, but it does turn it into something of an even bigger scale. I wonder. I know he's not competing. Maybe it's different. You don't often have someone of that stature doing involved in the thing they do in Ireland. Like when would we have had a comparable figure?
David Clifford. God.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not like that's a word. Like,
Rory.
It's not like you're never having an Olympic. Yeah, but he's our own, so it's kind of slightly.
Do you mean a major sports player coming over for an event?
At the peak of their powers.
You're not talking about like Cristiano with Portugal.
Yeah, I suppose that's kind of along those lines.
Cristiano making his debut for Real Madrid and Tala.
You know, Messi and Dublin.
That's good.
Like, there's things like that, but it's very rare.
No,
it's
it
very,
is.
Never the. I mean, the golfers do show up, like Scott doesn't, but from it's just goes at the.
He's so stratospheric, like he's such on another level.
He's bigger than Snoop, isn't he?
Is he? Tiger.
Ah, yeah.
Is he pound for pound culturally bigger than Snoop?
Yeah, it's it. He's had a longer period of relevance for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger's at Dre level, and
Tiger's Eminem level.
Snoop's so recognizable.
The name. Does he have more name recognition?
Who, Tiger
or Snoo?
Darren makes a good point there. Like Snoop goes back to the two. You got that too. Snoop goes back to the two pack. Snoop's longevity is enormous.
But Dre got
wasn't. I don't like Snoop hasn't been this relevant for the last 20 years.
I think if we did a vox back there now from everyone in the office,
everyone would have heard of both of them. That's very hard to kind of.
But who's the? Yeah, but who you have in? Who do you recognize quicker?
I mean, I don't.
Anyway, say so Adair Ryder Cup, right? Adair is an absolute nightmare to drive through.
Yeah.
As everyone will attest to, like, no matter what time of day or day of the week, it's problematic. What's the plan? Do we know?
Yeah, they're throwing the money at it.
It's going to be carnage, isn't it?
Yeah. But it'll be interesting where even how far out people are staying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's.
And busting it in every day or whatever.
Paul Fitzpatrick of the Anglo-Celt writing about, was it the Virginia bypass?
Oh, yeah.
First mooted in 1997 and it's going to get planning next year.
What was it in the paper where Serena Williams won her first major?
It's, and Adair's getting the bypass. Boom.
Yeah.
We got the big show coming. We got the big golfers coming. We got the money for you.
Money talks, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right.
I see also that the Rugby Museum has been donated. The ill-fated Rugby Museum in Limerick City.
Was this new news?
I think it was out yesterday.
Oh, I missed it.
So it's been donated.
Which is?
You know, the rugby museum they built in Limerick City a few years ago. Disaster. It didn't hit the numbers it wanted. But it's been donated now. I think it's maybe as part of the National Museum for a specific women's history museum.
All right.
So that'll be it. I don't know when that's due to happen, but that's been donated by McManus.
Okay. I suppose he's generous in many ways, isn't he?
There's a lot to go around.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't know how it's going to be done, that Ryder Cup, because I think I don't need to be able to drive through that place during that, but it's like the motorway just goes straight into it. What are you going to do?
Just bypass it.
It's a year and a half.
You can fix anything with good planning. If we would just spend a lot of money on planning and plan for our future
then,
that is coming.
Then the Americans go home, and what do you do with the mess that's left on the Monday morning? So you'd have to plan for something for the future.
We should do a piece with the people who are going to Airbnb out their house for like 10 grand.
I was going to tell you, like, because I have
plans
afterwards, yeah.
On air.
I can't say I'm on air. I can't.